Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is March 27th, 2006, the feast of Blessed Charles Henry Brent. When I was growing up, my church was very near to the campus of the University of Chicago. And as many children do, I had some great relationships with the adults in the congregation. I knew them as George and Gail and so on. But little did I know that they were very famous university professors, incredibly well known all over the world, and respected by people who would have never dared called them by their first names. At the University of Chicago, the Episcopal campus ministry is named for the man we remember today, Charles Henry Brent. And you might say that my relationship with Brent was similar to those adults at my church. Brent House was a place I knew well. Little did I know until much later that Bishop Brent was quite so important to the worldwide Anglican communion, especially in Asia. In 1901, Brent was chosen to be the missionary bishop in the Philippines. And while there, he saw the damage wrought by the opium trade and opposed it vigorously, eventually even representing the United States on the League of Nations Narcotics Committee. Even later, before and while serving as Bishop of Western New York, he continued to represent the Episcopal Church on the world stage. As just one example, he presided over the World Conference on Faith and Order in Lausanne, Switzerland in 1927, just a few years before his death in 1929. No wonder we remember him with this passage from Matthew's Gospel. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like a sheep without a shepherd. Charles Henry Brent modeled his whole life after that scripture. He traveled throughout the world, visiting many cities and villages, doing all those things that Jesus had done. We may not travel the world like Charles Henry Brent, but on our journey through life, we pass by many cities and villages. What if we followed Jesus and Bishop Brent, taking the time wherever we go to proclaim the good news of the kingdom? It is certainly true that many in this world are harassed and helpless. But if we have compassion on all those we meet and show them the love of Christ, the Good Shepherd, they might no longer be the lost sheep they once were. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, whose Son prayed that we all might be one, deliver us from arrogance and prejudice, and give us wisdom and forbearance, that following your servant Charles Henry Brent, we may be united in one family with all who confess the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us on March 29th at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed John Keble. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.